Newberry.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
This is the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by PWMania.com and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. They were in Long Island, so it's only fitting Zack Ryder was on Raw. I'm Sir Rockin'. That is Lindsay Ward.
Yes, they were in Long Island, and, well, we may have had an appearance... A rare Raw appearance by the one and only Long Island IZ, Zack Ryder.
And that's where we will start tonight, because it all surrounded Entourage. It was an Entourage themed night. They were backstage. They arrived in a limo. They hung out with some divas. You had Kevin Conley talking with Zack Ryder, encouraging him, telling him he should, you know, get ready and do something. And what he was going to do, well, we'll talk about it here in a second. And when they were with the Authority, well, one of the characters from the show, the character's name's Turtle, he brought up how, you know, he fought Ronda Rousey in the movie, which opens on June 3rd, by the way. And, well, brought up the whole WrestleMania thing with Steph and Ronda and how Ronda kicked Steph's ass. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, you seriously just don't even want to bring that up. Just don't.
You really don't want to do that. So, as always, it's a Monday night, which means John Cena's open challenge night. And before he got to the challenge, he talked about 10 years of Let's Go Cena. Cena sucks. And how he thanked the people for saying Let's Go Cena. People chanted We Want Ryder. And, well, he then talked about the others. He said, those fans have been clamoring for someone who is not like him to take him down and keep him down. Cena said, hopeful have tried and failed. And he said he was forcibly introduced to the newest hopeful on Raw last week. That being Kevin Owens. He talked about how Kevin Owens actually broke the internet on Monday and then broke his best friend in half on Wednesday at the NXT TakeOver. Which is true, he did break the internet.
Yeah, he did. He really did.
He said you may hear Let's Go Cena, but you also may hear Fight Owens Fight. But he said Fight Owens Fight doesn't promise win Owens win. Cena said Owens proved last week that he knows how to start a fight, but we'll find out if he knows how to finish one on Sunday. Before we continue on, great job of Cena putting over Kevin Owens.
Yeah, very, very nice job putting over Kevin Owens. He liked that.
Yeah, that was well done. But since it is Monday night, it's the open challenge for the U.S. title, out came the crew of Entourage, and well, they welcomed Long Island's own, the Long Island Ice Z, Zack Ryder, for the open challenge for the U.S. title. At one point, the character Johnny Drama, Kevin Dillon, came into the ring and was sort of trying to get in Cena's face and then sort of apologized to it for everything. And, well, that led to a distraction, and Zack Ryder took control from there. And then we had the LOL moment of the night, because I legit laughed out loud, and Lindsay can attest to that, because I did.
Yep.
Zack Ryder goes to the top rope and does a 450 splash and completely, belly flopped into the middle of the ring. Woo, woo. Woo. Don't do that again. John Cena wins.
Yeah. Bless Zack Ryder. Bless him so much.
He tried. He really did try.
After the match, they all posed with Ryder. They held up his arms. He got cheered. And I told Rock, I said, why does this feel like this was Zack Ryder's last match on Raw?
It really did feel that way.
And he said on Twitter that this was his WrestleMania and he thanked all the fans. I know Ryder's contract was coming up. I wonder if it's up.
Oh, this might be his last moment in front of his hometown crowd, at the very least.
In the Nassau Coliseum, at the very least.
At the very least. So the celebs and Ryder got out of the way, and then in came Kevin Owens from behind, a pop-up powerbomb later, a stomp on the U.S. title later, Kevin Owens lays out John Cena again.
Yep.
And well, Kevin Owens looked a little different this week. He had a brand new t-shirt and some new shorts.
He's all WWE-ized.
Yeah, he is. I like the look for Kevin Owens. I love that. It was impressive what he did tonight. Again, simple and effective.
He's getting some height on that powerbomb thanks to Cena.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. To quickly run down some matches, Rusev beat R-Truth in about a minute. We'll get back to Rusev here in a second. But you had that. You had Ryback beating King Barrett. Solid match, I guess. Sheamus, in what I guess was match of the night, Sheamus beat Ziggler.
Dude, Sheamus kicked Ziggler's face off.
Mm-hmm.
You
had a Rusev distraction, and then Sheamus kicked Ziggler's face off. And then Rusev beat down.
No, we need to get it right. Ziggler kicked Rusev's face off. Then Ziggler got his face kicked off by Sheamus.
Right, and then after the match, Rusev beat down Ziggler as Lana watched. And going back just a little bit, after Rusev's match, he called out Lana. He was like, please come down, Lana, please. Don't make me beg, please. He's now from Bulgaria again. He's no longer Russia, so he lost it in the divorce.
Yeah, Lana got to keep Russia.
Yeah. Rusev said he knows Lana cares about him despite her costing him the match at WrestleMania and, you know, the I Quit match payback. And despite her kissing Ziggler, Rusev said she's doing all this because you're a woman. Rusev said women do these things for me to pay attention. Lana said she did all these things for you, Rusev. I did them all for you. He told her to take his hand and all will be forgotten. And Lana took Rusev's hand and breathed. They're smiling. They're happy. Rusev then said he just needs to hear three magic words. I was wrong. Lana was like, no, she laughed. Rusev was pleading. She said, she's not wrong. You quit. You're a liar. He told her, he told her to know your place, woman. Rusev said he owns her. And she knew.
This is the point where I'm going, slap him. Slap him really hard, Lana. Slap him.
Mm-hmm. She needs to know her place. Lana got in his face and told him, you're a liar, you a quitter. She said she was going to, she wasn't going to listen to his cruel caveman, Brutus, thick-headed moronic mouth again. And I was sitting here going, Lana, just kick him in the balls.
Yeah, that's what we were all kind of doing. It's like, Lana, just smack him. Right. Just do it, please. For womankind everywhere, just smack the crap out of him.
Mm-hmm. Ziggler appeared, and they made out again on stage, and Rusev had a fit, which led to the beatdown later. I like that she put him in his place. I think he could have went a little too far, but it got the angle over her, if that makes sense.
I wish she was stronger in this. Like, I like that she's telling him off. I like that she's putting him in her place. But I'd like her to be more assertive, like what she was when she first debuted. And throughout her entire run with Rusev, there was a point where Lana did actually control Rusev, and she was the one that called the shots. And I want to see that Lana again, and I want her to look at him and be that Lana again. And I think she's getting there, but it was like, when he's like, oh, you know, you're just a woman and you're doing this, you know, because you want my attention and you're stupid and blah, 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 and I own you. It's like, dude, just backhand him into tomorrow. Just do it. For women everywhere, just do it. But I like that she did stand her ground. I like that she did check him, but he kind of deserved more. And I basically like how she's like, you were nothing without me.
Well, you know, she is right.
And, well, then Rusev made the mother of all mistakes when he said, all will be forgiven if you just admit you were wrong.
Yeah, Rusev, that was stupid.
Dude, do you not know anything about women?
Apparently he doesn't.
Never, ever, ever ask a woman to admit that she was wrong. She must admit that on her own or acknowledge that it never happened. But never try to make her acknowledge it.
Sounds very familiar.
Oh, because, you know, I can actually admit, unlike some people on this show who can't admit when I'm right.
I can admit it, just won't say it.
Two different things.
Just hurts a little bit. Hurts. In the heart, yeah. good stuff. Ziggler's gonna die because of Lana.
Yeah, Ziggler's gonna die because of Lana, but This is going to get more interesting as this goes along.
Couple of more matches. Tamina beat Paige with a Naomi distraction. And Nikki Bella magically grew long hair.
Yeah, dude! Like, Nikki's hair has been getting longer, and she had it to a point where it actually looked really, really, really nice. And I think it was, like, last week, because she likes to curl it. So it looks really nice when it's curled because it's longer, and it really suits her very nicely. But, like, she had it straight and was coming down to her butt, and it was just like just a straight line. There was no layers at the bottom or anything like that to kind of sort of make it look more natural. Like, it was blatantly obvious she got new extensions because just the way the bottom was, and also the fact that you could see where her natural hair or the last extensions ended. I'm not sure which.
Right.
But yeah, I'm not sure if I like her hair that long.
A little too
like,
long.
It's her call and it's her choice, but I just don't know if that's practical.
Right.
But next week she's going to be Rapunzel. It's just going to be, like, down to her feet.
Or magically, it's short again for the pay-per-view.
Could be.
One other match to go through before one other match, because there's a match we need to talk about, really talk about. The New Day was in the ring. They were upset that, you know, they have to face five other teams. It's not fair. And then Kane came out, still shirtless. Tell you why he was shirtless.
Random shirtless Kane.
He said, the match is fair. What's unfair is that you're going to be in a match tonight, a 10-on-3 handicap match against the Ascension Matadors, Tyson Kidd, Cesaro, the PTP, and the Lucha Dragons. It was quick. It was painless. They all did flips. They all did dives. It all was chaos. Cesaro and Kidd stood tall. Like, the New Day thought, oh, yeah, we survived it all. And then Cesaro and Kidd came in and you know, screwed their plans up.
Pretty much.
But then there was a match way earlier in the show. It was Stardust taking on Neville. Now, why are we waiting to talk about this one? Because somebody showed up at ringside.
Minus his party hat,
the one and only Bo Dallas. Bo Dallas was there, watching on, sort of encouraging Neville at times. He was selling his knee injury a lot. And eventually, he picked up the win with the Red Arrow, and he was having trouble getting up. So Bo Dallas came in the ring and said, Neville, all you got, if you, you just gotta pick yourself up, and if you, all you gotta do is believe, and then he drop kicked Neville in the knee, and then did his victory lap. And on Sunday, it's Bo Dallas versus Neville.
Can I just say that a-hole Bo Dallas is here, and I love it. Yeah. I am so, so happy he's finally doing this one, because he did it down in NXT, it was over as all hell, it is just really fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure he is the nicest guy you ever meet, but he makes the best a-hole. I love that he's doing this. Love it. So excited to see what they do with it. Because it's like, oh god, finally. Finally they're going to let him do it.
Right.
It's like, this is what worked for him. So well.
Yeah.
So I was like, yay!
So the main story of this show was, well...
There was no Bray Wyatt.
Apparently he took on Randy Orton in a dark match main event.
God damn it.
Neither Randy Orton or Bray Wyatt were on the show. Anyway.
I don't care about Randy Orton. There was no Bray Wyatt on the show.
I know. But anyway, the main story, the main story of this show was the fact that, well, Dean Ambrose talked his way into it. He, you know, basically, you know, made the authority give him this match under duress. And, well, Rollins said Ambrose didn't earn it and, well, doesn't deserve it. But he encouraged Hunter to take the match away from Ambrose and, or even to fire him. Rollins said, you know, no, let's not do that. Let's keep it because he likes beating up on Ambrose. And then Hunter is basically like, well, you know, they need to make this all a little bit more concrete, and that's have Ambrose actually sign it. So they have a contract, Kane is holding it. So they call Ambrose out to sign the contract, and well, Ambrose said there might be something wrong with him. The fans chanted his last chanted for him, and he said he can't sleep lately, so he keeps punching Rollins in the face rather than counting sheep. He says, I sleep like a baby. Once he gets to 200, because he keeps punching out all of Seth Rollins' teeth. Ambrose says he wants to make changes when he becomes the new face of the company. He does a grin and everything. He said, JJ Segura will go barefoot like respectable hobbits. Ambrose said Kane would wear a collar because he's an obedient lapdog.
Dude, don't keep poking the bear. Just don't.
And then he said, Rollins would, drunk dial like Selena Gomez because he'll always be our Justin Bieber. And then Rollins actually praised Bieber for being rich and needing to fight off women. And Rollins said Ambrose is a cockroach, and Rollins said cockroaches can survive a nuclear holocaust, but they never win. They just survive. Rollins dared Ambrose to come to the ring, sign a contract. Ambrose said he would rather be a cockroach than on the wrong end of the authority's human centipede.
Ew. Dean!
Ew. Makes the question, who is in the middle of their human centipede? And
I don't want to think about that.
You would assume Hunter or Steph's at the front.
No.
So, quick kids question on Sunday night. Anyway, tune in to the WTR for that one. So, Amber said he might be crazy, he might be stupid. He goes to the ring, comes to the ring, but he has some backup in the form of Roman Reigns. Everyone bails. Stephanie books Ambrose and Reigns versus Kane and Rollins. So the match happens. Reigns and Ambrose eventually win. It was a pretty solid match. Ambrose actually won with a backslide, of all things. Solid match.
Very solid match. Very entertaining match. And, well, after this, Dean Ambrose went backstage. He's being interviewed by Renee. And, well, J&J Security walked up. They were talking a little smack. A fight, of course, breaks out, and magically the cameraman is shoved, and Dean Ambrose knocks out the cameraman, which I said it to a couple people, I think including Rock, well, that's going to haunt him later in the show.
Yep.
And sure enough, later in the show...
It did.
It did. When Hunter and Seth go into Dean's locker room with the cops in tow and have Dean Ambrose arrested on assault charges on the camera guy.
Who the camera guy is like, but I was... And Rollins cut him off before he said shoved.
Yeah, Rollins cut him off before he could say shoved. And then, well, everybody's like, well, how's Dean Ambrose going to get back in time? You know, he's been arrested, and the authority was chortling over their victory. Until the end of the show.
Until the end of the show, the authority came out. Before the authority came out, we had new YouTube footage because they're discontinuing the WWE second screen experience. We had new YouTube footage that actually shows Rollins pushing the camera into Ambrose.
Yep.
So the authority came out. They talked about the new footage doesn't matter. Ambrose assaulted a cameraman and was still arrested. And Stephanie said the crew works hard to bring Raw to the viewers. This deserves respect, but Ambrose has no respect. The cameraman is the father of newborn triplets. Hunter started to make it seem like the title match was off until Roman Reigns came out. He came actually from the stage. He went into everyone. They took him down with a chokeslam. Fans were chanting for Ambrose. And then all of a sudden we hear sirens going off.
And what did I say to you before this segment happened?
He is going to drive up in the police cruiser. It was sort of the police cruiser. It was the paddy wagon.
Called it.
Well, Ambrose came out in police gear with nightstick in hand.
Broke the fangirls.
Raw was now on a lockdown.
And Roman is laying in the middle of the ring, laughing and smiling, because he's like, oh, you crazy little dipstick, you.
We then had a big old fight We had nightsticks involved, Superman punches all around, and eventually everyone bails out of the ring, leaving Roman and Dean in the ring. Roman picks up the contract, says, "Here, Dean, sign it." And by God, he signed it.
You have to give Dean Ambrose this. He's a little bit more clever than you would think he would be. But that being said, he doesn't quite consider all the details. And could we see Roman potentially turning on Dean?
That would be an interesting twist.
Because, well, Roman keeps having to save Dean's backside, and Dean's getting the spot Roman wanted.
Yeah.
And Dean's just crafty enough, he could win the title. And I wonder if Roman would really be okay with that.
We would have to see.
We would have to see.
As far as a go-home edition, it was decent. They did a good job building up Kevin Owens and John Cena. They did a good job with Ambrose and Rollins. And the chamber is the chamber, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, this was just okay. It wasn't really overly good. It wasn't really overly bad. It was just there. I thought it could be a little bit more exciting, but that's just me. I'll have to see what they do on SmackDown. But right. Overall, a decent show.
It was a decent show tonight. That being said, this has been another edition of the Raw Post Show live for Hero in the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back next Monday night for another edition of this first show. But speaking of SmackDown, that's on a Thursday.
Thursday. It is, and on Thursday, we will be talking all about Elimination Chamber. We're going to be previewing it for you guys. We've also got news. We've got notes. We may have a discussion. We may not have a discussion. I'm not sure. Kind of depends on if a developing story continues to develop even further.
Plus, we'll talk about NXT as well.
Yes, we will talk about NXT. So it's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, on WildTalkRadio.com.
Check out RackRadioShow.com. Follow the show on Twitter at WTRTheRack, Facebook.com/WTRTheRack, and YouTube.com/WTRTheRack. Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. We'll talk weird news, wacky news, play games, it's all the rage. It's Blame Rob, hashtag Blame Rob. Use it on the Twitter when the celebrity dies. It's CB Radio Midnight-ish, and beforehand, I believe King Kins is back for his punishments, as we play Cards Against Humanity?
Yes.
So, welcome back to punishment.
Yes. You can't escape it. Your two-week vacation is over, Brent. Welcome back.
He's been having interwebs issues, apparently. So.
Sure,
yeah. Anyway. It is CB Radio Saturday Night Midnight here. CB Radio WTR, Facebook.com/ZuckerBotsAndBananas, CB Radio Live.com is the website. Sunday, Wrestle Talk Radio at 11 p.m. Eastern. They'll be recapping WWE Elimination Chamber only on the WWE Network. Again, we'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Under the Raw Microscope on WildTalkRadio.com. Tune in Radio, Stitcher, and iTunes. Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. And of course, don't forget to check out The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Thanks to PWMania.com and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. We'll be back next Monday night live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. She's Lindsay. I'm Rock. See you then. See you on Thursday for The Rack. All on WildTalkRadio.com.